and comparing how well you can do something, you might say, well, he can do it better than
I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles nonstop, and he just had to stop after 2 miles, you'd say that 2 miles is the he could go.
Well, most people say they're out of breath. Mm-hmm. I run till I'm out of breath.
Have you ever heard people?
I'm tired.
People ever say 2 miles is the farthest he could go?
Yeah.
Could you say, or would they say farthest or furthest? Or?
Farthest, I reckon, what most of them say.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's
mine.
Mm-hmm. And if it belongs to you, you say it's
to you.
Uh-huh. If it belongs to both of us, you say it's
belongs to both of us.
Or it's just
mine or yours.
How about, is there any one word you could use to indicate that it belongs to both of us together? Is that yours? No, it's
mine.
How about ours?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if it belongs to him, you'd say
it's yours.
Well, say a fellow was standing over there, if that's, you were telling me, oh, that's
his.
Uh-huh. And if it was a woman, it belongs to
her.
Uh-huh. If it belongs to them, it's
theirs.
Okay. What about if people have been to visit you and they're about to leave? You might say to them, if it's several people, you'd say what to them if you wanted them to come again?
Come back fifth. Mm-hmm.
Would you say, you come back again, or you all come back again, or what?
Well, if you're just in a group, you say you all come back. Mm-hmm. That's the wrong word to use, you all.
You say you all or y'all?
Most people say you all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about if you were talking about something that belongs to all these people together? You would ask them, well, is this car
yours or all y'all's? Or?
Mm-hmm. Y'all. The people around here say y'all's as much.
Yeah, that's a common word.
Okay. What about if you were asking about the people who had been at a party and you wanted to know everybody that had been there, you'd ask me what?
Y'all have a big time, a good time.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say, well, who all was there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to know, if you hadn't been able to go to church that Sunday and you wanted to know everything that the preacher said in his sermon, you'd ask me what?
Well, I don't know either.
Do you hear people say, what all did he have to say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if no one will look after them? You'd say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Mm-hmm. And if nobody else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Or he better do it. Nobody else will do it for him. He better do it
himself.
Okay. What kinds of we just got through talking about this at supper. What kinds of bread do you have around here? I know what your favorite is.
Cornbread.
Cornbread. What about types of cornbread that you know about?
Pone bread.
What is a pone anyway?
You make it up and put it in pones and bake it.
Is a pone about the size of your hand?
Yeah.
Is it round or?
Most of them kind of makes it round. Yeah, mm-hmm. Flatten it down a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the big cornbread that'll fill up a frying pan? What is that? What do you call that?
Some people call them muffins.
I always thought of a muffin as being kind of small.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, if you got a regular sized fry pan, you know, some people cook that much cornbread at one time and it's just in one piece. And you can cut it off, you know, like you cut a pie.
I wouldn't know what the hell I would call that, but I would tell you.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people a long time ago maybe that made some kind of cornbread in front of the fire on a board or something like that?
Yeah.
What did you call that?
I really don't know. Mm-hmm.